The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently 11 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Erica Tremblay, and here are today's headlines. A West Island daycare is firebombed. Downtown parking spots are disappearing. And more problem with our recycling. Does lightning strike at the same place twice? Well, apparently, fires strike twice at the Super Kids Daycare Center in the West Island. Sauro Artunian is at the scene and is investigating the situation right now. So, Sauro, there was a pair of fires that broke out yesterday night.
That's right, Erica. The first of two fires started in the early morning. The second one followed promptly. Firefighters arrived on the scene after 2:30 a.m. to snuff out the flames.
What did the residents of the neighborhood have to say about the incident?
Well, that's the thing, Erica. Everyone I spoke to was very reluctant to talk about the subject. Some even slammed the doors curtly. The police were all the more reserved and told me not to step on the premises. It is understandable, though, given that it is the third time that this has happened within the past 3 years.
Did they give a reason as to why the fire started?
No, they didn't, but it is suspected that arson is to be at play here. According to SPVM spokesperson Gabriela Joachim. Also, a lady manning the patrol station across from the daycare said that there have been use of firebombs.
We saw the firebombs.
There is no suspect as of yet, but the police are still investigating the situation.
Thanks, Sarah, for the report. The family of the little girl who died in Granby back in 2019 is filing lawsuits against the Youth Protection Services and the local school board for more than $3 million. The DPG is accused of leaving the girl in the care of her dad and stepmom despite multiple alerts. The school knew about what was happening at home and still sent the girl back home so that the family could homeschool her. The 7-year-old was found dead and wrapped in packing tape on the floor of her room. Her father is currently serving 4 years in jail, and her stepmother is serving a life sentence in the case. Loblaws have announced their no-name brand food products will be exempt from price increases to counter the recent inflation. The news may rejoice some customers' wallet and food professionals, but local grocery stores have divergent opinions on the matter. Here's Simon Riopel with the story.
With this new measure, Loblaw intends to give a financial break to Canadians when it comes to grocery prices. With a Canadian inflation rate of just over 7% as of September 26th, grocery stores have not been immune to the price increase of just about everything society consumes. Loblaw's no-name brand, known for their very minimalistic packaging and reduced prices, have gathered mixed reviews on quality. According to nutritionist Robin Glantz, there is no reason for customers to doubt the quality of these products.
I know even myself personally, if I'm shopping at Loblaws or Maxi, I will buy it. I find the quality is usually equal to the more expensive competitors.
This measure may impact local grocery stores and markets, for whom it is very hard to compete with the low prices of bigger grocery chains. Some of them do not have the resources available to offer such low prices to attract customers, as their operating costs have been increasing constantly throughout 2022. According to John Cho, treasurer at Westmount's National Food Shop, this is not a measure to counter inflation, but rather one to attract more clients.
I don't think them holding their prices is going to do anything for any. It's probably just a market.
This new price stagnation measure, liked by some and hated by others, is set to start today. Loblaws has promised it will last until at least January 31st, giving its customers a 3-month price increase break. That was Simon Riopel for Concordia News.
The Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses asked the federal government to see as small medium businesses recipients of CEBA loans, who received them in good faith, but are now deemed ineligible, can keep between $10,000 and $20,000 of the grant portion, as it is the case for other beneficiaries. Except in the case of a fraud, beneficiaries of a CEBA loan can keep the grant portion after having repaid the balance of their loan. During the pandemic, the federal government made changes to its program to respond to the changing situation. Parking in downtown is going to be even harder now. The city of Montreal has decided to cut down on available parking spaces in the area. The hope is to help cut down on the amount of cars on the road. Lana Brady joined us from downtown Montreal. So, what is happening to these parking spots downtown?
Yes, so the city of Montreal has decided to cut down on parking. So parking meters will be removed, and the decision of what to do with the spots lies with the city. So there's talk about creating hotel-only zones or even more bike paths. And their goal is environmental. They want cars off the road, so they're making parking more difficult.
How are the businesses downtown feeling about this change?
Yeah, so I spoke with an owner of M2Go Bistro, Pascal Taras, and he actually hasn't been happy with the parking situation for some time now. The lack of parking is affecting his business because it's influencing customers from not eating there because there's no space to park near him. And he's very unhappy with the city.
Like on Stanley Street, the whole line of Stanley is delivery zone until 12. And the city is supposed to do something to help the business in downtown, which is they do nothing.
How will this affect drivers commuting to downtown?
I spoke with June, who's a downtown driver, and she said the parking situation is absolutely horrible and the city isn't taking into consideration the necessity of driving for some people.
Not everyone can walk. A lot of people are immobile or have young children. They need their car.
June also told me that in her hometown in Sherbrooke, the city had decided to remove parking spots and it absolutely killed their downtown area. And she fears that it will have some of the same effects here. So in Montreal, with the already unpleasant construction, which takes up some parking spots and some reserved with the red parking, reducing parking spaces is making people extremely unhappy.
Thank you, Lana. Quebec's Order of Chemists recently raised concerns about the recycling of hazardous materials taking place in the province's sorting and recycling centers. The organization is calling on municipal leaders and the companies involved to make the public aware of good recycling habits, especially for dangerous materials. Oliver Hang has been following the story. Oliver, where are things going wrong?
Mishandling of certain materials by employees at these centers is major health risks and impacts on the soil, air, water we drink, breathe, and grow our plants. The Order of Chemists wants the public to be aware of the good practices of disposing of potentially hazardous materials. They claim a lack of safety measures is a cause for concern and may cause possible disasters. Eric Derman of DNG Dinoco Gold Mines had this to say.
In the last 10, 15 years have generally been well managed, and with a few exceptions, I would say that they're operating responsibly.
What are the main causes for these dangerous events?
Most times, the causes for these incidents boil down to inadequate training of workers and an inadequate storage of dangerous chemicals. A lack of organized internal hazardous material management is also an issue. The order wants to know if these recycling plants have proper incident management plans, if they have qualified personnel and experts on site, and if the buildings and infrastructure are proper enough for its purposes.
So just how big is the problem?
The Order of Chemists is obviously worried about the situation, but the expert we spoke to said that the majority of these plants actually does a relatively good job about the amount of hazardous waste going into the water and air. So it really depends on who you speak to.
Thank you, Oliver. Two big wins for Montreal in sports yesterday. And no, neither are in hockey. And the Buffalo Bills get their revenge on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's Dana Ashaway with all your sports news.
This is huge for the end of the season, I'm telling you.
Here comes Allen. Looking long. Throws to the end zone. And the ball is caught! Of all people!
That was CBS with the 14-yard touchdown pass that sealed a win for the Buffalo Bills yesterday. Their game against the Kansas City Chiefs was anticipated to be game of the year before it even began. Why? The Bills lost to the Chiefs in the Journey playoffs. January playoffs, the same thing happened in January last year. But with a final score of 24-20 last night, well, the Bills have definitely gotten their revenge. The win spells a lot of future potential for the team this football season. The same cannot be said for the Tennessee Volunteers, however. The college team is requesting donations after fans threw their goalposts into the river after their victory over Alabama. Who's the loser now?
Felix Auger-Aliassime wins the second title of his career.
Montreal's very own Felix Auger-Aliassime is back in the ATP's top 10 after his win at the Firenze Open yesterday. The win in Florence counts as his second tour title, where he defeated American J.J. Wolf 6-4, 6-4. The win also means Auger-Aliassime continues to secure his spot in November's ATP Tour Finals. Qualifying for the finals is one of his main goals this season.
Kamara looking to turn, Mihailovic to Kone, is this the moment? Yes it is!
That was the call on ESPN last night as Ismael Kone scored the opening goal at Stade Saputo last night. The goal foreshadowed CF Montreal's 2-0 win over Orlando City. Up next, they face off against New York City FC or Miami next Sunday. It really was a victorious weekend for Montreal. About time. And that's all your news in sports.
Thanks, Dana. That was Dana Hashway with your sports news. Are birds real or only a way for the government to spy on its citizens? On Saturday, Gen Z's Birds Aren't Real parody movement happened in Washington Square Park. This protest claims that every bird in the U.S. has been replaced by lookalike drones. The group himself has said that they do not believe in the conspiracy and they wanted to show the lunacy of the conspiracy. The group responsible for the protest took the concept of misinformation and used it to create a safe space for people to get together and laugh at some of the concepts. They are fighting lunacy by using lunacy. More than 2,000 people attended the protests. Get your umbrellas and raincoats ready. As you guessed it, there is a chance of light rain this afternoon. A high of 18 degrees can be expected today, and you can expect to see clouds until Friday, where the sun will make its big comeback. Get your jackets out, as today will be the hottest day of the week. The temperature for the rest of the week will vary between 9 and 12 degrees. That's your news. 11:28. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Erica Tremblay.